Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
That music can mean one thing, and one thing only. It's WMAL's Redskins analyst, Trevor Maddich. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
And it's a good morning this morning after that game on Thanksgiving. What did the Redskins do this time that they had been failing to do in the previous losses? They beat the Giants. What clicked this time?
Well, there were two things. The first one is that they got to play the Giants. The Giants are woeful. And unfortunately, they can't put the Giants in a box and play them every week for the rest of the season, but it helped to be able to face a team that was struggling. The second thing they did was failed to beat themselves. In three of their losses in recent weeks, actually four of them, the Redskins actually had plays there to make without the opponent able to influence it. It was just a pass in their hands, or it was a penalty to not make, and they went ahead and blew it. And that's the reason they lost the games. In this game, they didn't make the plays that blew the game for them. And that's a huge difference, because in the NFL, people talk about winning a football game. But more games are lost than they are won, because you blow it rather than the other team make something great happen. In this game, the Redskins didn't blow it, and that made all the difference.
You know, as I was watching this, the first half was frustrating. I mean, imagine this is probably the case for a lot of people. You know, you just had a big turkey dinner and you're settling in to watch some football, and you get a first half of football where it's virtually scoreless the entire time. And I was curious, you know, you talk about that disparity between a New York Giants football team that can barely win a football game and a Redskins team that just barely loses games so far this year, which looks like a talented team through and through. Why did it take so long for the Redskins to click against the Giants this week?
I don't know, tryptophan, maybe? I'm not sure what they had for pregame meal. But as that first half was going on, I was thinking, okay, the combination of tryptophan in this game means that anybody who has this game on right now is already sound asleep anyway. So hopefully they'll wake up by the fourth quarter, and hopefully the Redskins will do something good. But you're right. It was, a case of both teams knowing that they were playing a team that had a lot of flaws, and both teams trying to not make a mistake that would give the other team an edge. And when that happens, you have a low-scoring first half. And so I think that's the biggest reason. But I've got no problem with that. I mean, football is a very strategic game. And sometimes you play for field position for a long time before the score breaks loose.
Well, the Redskins right now are 5-6, but there's still a playoff picture, which is that they still have a chance at this wild card. You know, what needs to happen as they go ahead? Obviously, some winning.
Well, yeah, they need to win out, first of all. If they win out, then they'll have 10 wins. Now, that's easy to talk about, hard to do, except in recent years, the Redskins have gone on those kinds of winning streaks a lot, where they won their last 6 games or the last 8 games to get into contention or even to get into the playoffs. Right now, there's two teams that are ahead of them in the wild card race that really matter the most. One is Seattle at 7-4. Now, the Redskins at 5-6. Seattle at 7-4. Now, the Redskins beat Seattle, so the Seahawks would have to fall back into a tie with the Redskins, and the Redskins would have the tiebreaker. But having, you know, two more wins than the Redskins do right now, that's a tough thing to happen. The next team is Carolina. They're 8-3. Now, that's 3 wins ahead of the Redskins, and I don't think they'll catch Carolina. So really, it's Seattle that they're chasing. And there's other teams. There's about 3 other teams that are also chasing Seattle that are either 6-5 or 5-6. So the Redskins are in the thick of it, but you need to root against the Seahawks, or even winning out might not help.
All right, so you got your homework here. Root against the Seahawks for one, and then hope the Redskins can win all these games. That leads to this week. We have Thursday Redskins at Cowboys. They go 2 Thursday games in a row now. What's to look out for in that game?
what's to look out for is that this is a different Cowboys team. Last time they had Ezekiel Elliott at running back, who's one of the best in the league, who still had not been suspended for off-field issues. He was fighting that suspension with his lawyers, and each week the judges kept saying, now he can play this week. Well, finally, his appeals ran out, and he is now suspended. And it's a different team. Zach Brown, the Redskins linebacker, gave them some bulletin board material, but he's kind of right. When he said that without Zeke Elliott, they don't have the speed to be able to really hurt you with a sudden burst. Alfred Morris will be the main running back, who used to be with the Redskins. And everybody loves Alfred. He's a great guy. He's a good back, but he's not Zeke. And Zach Brown said this, quote, he's more stiff. He's not going to see the cuts like Zeke sees the cuts. And when he makes the cuts, it might take him some time, close quote. Wow. Well, compared to Zeke, that's correct. But I tell you what, Alfred will come in on fire. So, but still, without Ezekiel Elliott, Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott has been a completely different guy. And so this will be a different Cowboys team that than the one that beat the Redskins at home earlier in the season.
All right, and that's a game you can hear right here on WMAL. That game starts at 8:25 this Thursday. Trevor Maddich, thanks as always for giving us the breakdown.
Thanks, Vince. Thanks, Mary.